So this is the technical committee for Evansville MPO, June 13th. I said June 6th here. First item of the agenda is approval of the minute. Has anybody had a chance to read it? Any comments, questions?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Everyone say in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. Old business project update, Pam?
For the City of Evansville Covert Avenue Road Dye Project, of the 132 right-of-way parcels needed, 123 appraisals are complete and 57 offers have been accepted. The Walnut Street Project Phase 1, the categorical exclusion, which is the environmental document, has been approved. It was approved on May 15th. And then Washington second, that the first phase of those projects, stage 3 plans, were submitted to NDOT May 7th. Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, which is under construction between Walnut Street and Bellmead, will be closed to through traffic until July 5th. Evansville Sign Inventory and Replacement, the project is ready for the July 10th letting. Vanderburgh County Projects Columbia Delaware Bridge, funding for the construction inspection was approved by the county council on June 5th, and this project is also ready for the July 10th letting. Green River Road construction project, temporary pavement for phase 1 and 2 maintenance of traffic is complete. New ditches are cut and seeded on the east side from Huebner Lane to the south, and all utilities have been relocated except for one AT&T line. Wart County Bell Road project, right-of-way acquisition is ongoing with 57 of the 67 parcels secured and 4 parcels submitted for condemnation. Wart Trail Safe Routes to School, the environmental document has been released for public involvement. And in the City of Henderson, the Green River Road sidewalk extension project, field work is complete and the preliminary line and grade plans are in development. Wathen Lane project, supplemental agreement with KYTC was received and the city resolution was forwarded to KYTC with a contract for final signatures. Wathen Lane Bridge, supplemental agreement number 3 with KYTC was received and the city resolution was forwarded to KYTC along with a contract for signatures. And the construction has been awarded to Hazex Construction for approximately $317,000. Watson Lane project, preliminary line and grade plan meeting was held on June 6th. And then the NDOT fix for 41, the completion date for the project is November 15th, 2019.
Any question for Pam? Thanks, Pam. New business, FY 2018-2021 TIP amendment.
Have two amendments for the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, both of which are guardrail end treatments. One is on US 41A, the other on US 60. Both we are adding construction in fiscal year 2019, and they will be using 100% federal highway safety funds, which is HSIP funding. The first project on 41A is a total of $90,000, and the second on US 60 is a total of $385,000. And the Vanderburgh County has requested that we add Oak Hill Road reconstruction from Lynch Road to Eastwood Drive. This project is a 100% locally funded project. It will go to construction in fiscal year 2021. And it's a total of $8.4 million. Your approval of this project for the 2018 to 2021 TIP will also give us approval to put it in the new TIP when the new TIP becomes active. We're anticipating that July 1, and that TIP is from 2020 to 2024.
Any questions?
So why was Oak Hill Road not originally included?
Typically, we only put projects that are federally funded in the TIP because that's a requirement. They asked us to put this one in there to help show the continuity of, because we do have a phase that's federally funded in there. They wanted this one in there as well so that they could show the entire corridor for various reasons, one being for the environmental, so the environmental document can help support that whole.
Any other questions? I entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
In favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Other business, regional transportation guide update. Matt.
We have already had an update to the regional transportation guide I brought to you a couple months ago, so apologize to anyone that already printed out a whole bunch of copies. we had a couple recommendations to add a taxi service that we were originally unaware of, and then we've also added a couple of specialty services, fellow limousine and select chauffeur. And the first time around, we neglected to add the TED trolley, so we've included that as well in the guide. We also had a recommendation to make a larger print version. On the website, under publications and link tab, there's an 11 by 17 version. And then for those that don't like paper, we've got a version online now as well. I got the address listed there. It can be viewed online. I made it so it's easier to see on the phone. So you can definitely look at it there as well. And we'll get that link on the website soon, on the MPO's website as well.
Any question for Matt? And it's a live document, and I'm sure it will be updated again. So, if no question for Matt, public comments.
Yes, I have one. I'd like the state to do a study of raising the speed limit on the Roy to 65. Kentucky raised it on the Owensboro bypass, and it seems to be working well because they have not reduced it. Second thing is, how come the state doesn't put time limits on these construction projects? They had the Lloyd tore up last year down to two lanes in the west side all summer. They're going to have it all tore up this summer. How come they don't put construction deadlines on it and incentives to finish the project ahead of time? That is a hardship on the west, the people that travel on the west side to get to bring the Lloyd down to two lanes. The state needs to do something. There's something wrong with the bid letting on the construction project, because other cities do not take this long to do a project.
We'll take a look at it, and
I'd like to have an answer from the state.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll note it. We do set time frame deadlines in our contracts, sometimes intermediate, that carry over multiple seasons, but also a completion date for the whole contract also. But can take a look at those time frames that were set.
But this is a real problem. It's 2 years in a row having tied up all summer. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, we work with our construction department to establish what a realistic time frame would take for the work that needs to be completed.
My only point is, you go to other large cities and the construction projects do not last that long. They put a completion date on them or an incentive to complete the project ahead of time.
And for the speed, I think I can make a little comment on that. The reason that Lloyd is that, because it's an urban facility.
Yeah.
And you can't have the 65 in an urban area. And bypass is not in the urban area. They can do that. But we can take a look at it and do it. But I'm pretty sure you can't have a 65 in an urban area.
Drive 65.
Oh, they drive 85.
Well, most of them drive 65 anyhow.
Yeah, they do. They do. But posting a speed limit, there are some guidelines for that. Any other comments? If anybody wants to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right. You're Jen. Thank you very much.
I like quick meetings.
Oh, that's right. Hey, how you doing?